Big Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
The oil market sure behaves differently than most free market economists would lead you to expect. Economists argue that as a finite resource like oil becomes more scarce, the market provides price signals to stimulate a transition away from the resource. Prices go steadily up, so people use the resource more efficiently, and they find substitutes. That's not what we're seeing in the oil market. Oil prices went up to nearly $150 a barrel last year before plunging to under $35 a barrel, and then doubling from that. We seem to be on an oil price roller coaster, which leads to the question, when is the next oil price shock going to hit us? Dave Cohen is an unusually keen observer of the oil markets, and he took a stab at answering that question recently. Cohen writes for ASPO USA, which is a U.S. chapter of the Association for the Study of Peak Oil and Gas. His analysis takes as its point of departure the proposition that world oil production peaked in 2008. Never again will the world pump and refine as much oil as last year. Before diving into the details of Cohen's answer, it's worth noting that other well-informed observers disagree with the 2008 date for peak oil. The chief economist for the IEA, the International Energy Agency, for example, said in the past few weeks that he expected oil production to peak in about 10 years. Now, this is serious backpedaling from the IEA's position a year or two ago, when they said that oil production would continue increasing into the 2030s. But it's still a marked disagreement with Cohen's analysis. Be that as it may, let's follow Dave Cohen's reasoning to see where it leads, that is, when he thinks the next oil price shock will hit us. Cohen suggests a precise, if somewhat arbitrary, definition of an oil price shock. He says an oil price shock will occur when there's a two-month period in which oil prices stay at or above $110 a barrel. His intuition tells him that such a sustained level of high prices would, and this is where his precision breaks down, such a sustained level of high prices would, quote, once again help bring a structurally unsound world economy to its knees, unquote. Cheery, huh? Well, let's keep going. The reason for the huge drop in oil prices last year, and their present levels at less than half their July 2008 high, is that demand dropped way off as the economy collapsed. For the time being, Cohen says, the world can produce significantly more oil than there's demand for. To calculate when prices might soar over $110 a barrel again, Cohen simply plays the last few years backwards. That is, he says prices will soar when demand once again hits 2007 levels. It was at the very end of 2007 that oil bumped up against the $100 a barrel threshold. What will bring demand back? A return to economic growth. Growth in oil consumption has mostly paralleled GDP growth in the post-World War II years. Using economic projections from the International Energy Agency and the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, Cohen calculates that 2011 could see 2007-level oil demand, and therefore the next oil shock. Cohen thinks, however, that the IMF overestimates growth potential. He points out that China and the U.S. together account for about half the world's GDP growth in recent years. The economies of both countries, he believes, are on shakier footing than the IMF is willing to acknowledge. Still, he sees room for leaders to spur short-term growth, even if it's not sustainable. Since Chinese leadership exerts such direct control over their economy, their decisions will have a huge effect on the timing of the next oil shock. Cohen doesn't point to the power that elites in the U.S. have over short-term economic conditions, but decisions by the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department have significantly affected the U.S. economy in the past. In other words, look for the next oil price shock when oil demand returns to 2007 levels, and much of the timing of that demand spike is in the hands of Chinese and U.S. leaders. Maybe 2011, maybe a year or two beyond that. Regardless of whether Cohen has the details right, I agree that the world is far from the idealized free market economy, where increasing scarcity of a commodity leads to steady price increases and that in turn leads people to use less and develop substitutes. We're looking at a volatile cycle of an oil price shock, followed by economic collapse, followed by growth that leads to a new oil price shock, presumably triggering further economic unraveling. So much for the outline of the oil market situation. Maybe next week I'll return to cheerier aspects of the transition from oil dependence to community resilience. I'm Carl Ettinger, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.